As we've reported, the Park City Mountain Resort filed a suit in 2012 saying that its leases on 3,000 acres, the bulk of its ski mountain, were entitled to run until 2051. Talisker last fall filed two official counterclaims. One, asking for eviction, is making a claim of unlawful detainer. The other claim of unjust enrichment is asking for the resort's profits and rents paid at a fair market rate. The Mountain Resort went into court last week asking the judge to throw out the counterclaims. Speaking for the resort, attorney James Quinn said Talisker has engaged in bloviation, as he put it, especially concerning the Mountain Resort's lease that allegedly expired on April 30th of 2011 and a supposed fraud. Resort officials did not send out a letter extending the lease until May 2nd, but backdated the letter to the 30th. Quinn said a lot of misconceptions have been thrown around.
The first one, of course, is the drumbeat of fraud and deceit because of the April 30th letter. This horse has been beaten to death so often. I want to just make a few quick points. First, Your Honor ruled in November 12, 2012, that whether or not it was April 30th, May 2nd, it was late, it was 62 days late. It's irrelevant what the date was.
Quinn said the May 2nd date was not a secret. He said that the then chief executive of Talisker, Jan Bistricer, testified later that he knew when the letter went out, and the attorney said Talisker did not file any notion to evict for over 2 years.
Talisker, the defendants here, gave us permission to stay on that property. It took them 27 months to finally actually even issue a notice to quit. Over and over again, they gave us permission to stay on the property. So to use that, the fact that we're on the property, as a basis for unjust enrichment, Your Honor, I think is simply wrong. It's wrong legally, it's wrong factually, and it makes no sense. The reality is that we were on the property because we were running the resort. They have no ability to run a resort. They have a hill. If they're right, they have a hill. They can graze sheep there.
Quinn also said the claim of unjust enrichment should be dismissed because Talisker has another adequate remedy.
They have an adequate remedy in law, and that's reasonable rent. Now, there may be a dispute as to what the market reasonable market rent is. There clearly is a dispute because during their negotiations, they asked for something like 47 times what the actual rent current is. So one could ask who is acting in good faith or bad faith, but we'll put that aside.
On the other hand, Howard Shapiro, representing Talisker, said the Mountain Resort did rely on the backdated letter in its lawsuit originally. He said the letter raises some factual issues, though they wouldn't be settled at this particular hearing. One question, he said, is about John Cumming, the head of the Mountain Resort's parent company, and what he did not say to Jan Bistricer.
The undisputed evidence will show there is a call on May 2nd between John Cumming and Jan Bistricer. And John Cumming doesn't say that day. By the way, Jack, we missed it here, but let's work this out. He doesn't say anything. The very day he signs a backdated letter, he's hoping it's going to slide in there. And indeed, for 7 months, it goes undetected. So did that permit them a period of time to remain on this property, to file a lawsuit, to extend this all in well into that ski season and beyond?
He said even without the letter, there could be an issue of wrongdoing by the Mountain Resort.
Their definition of conscious wrongdoer, if the letter had never happened, might well apply to someone who, having been told repeatedly, that if you want to stay here, you have to pay a market rate, and disregarded that, that is a known risk that the conduct in question violated the rights of the claimant. I'm not asking the court to resolve that today, because frankly, whether or not, at the end of the day, we're entitled to a market rate rent or disgorgement is something we should determine at the end of the day.
Attorney Howard Shapiro. For KPCW, I'm Rhett Baroff.